All right. Ooh. Yeah. Really. Anybody, who else is over there? Do we know? Okay. No, I was just wondering who all was there. Do what? Wow. Yeah. There she is. All right, announcements. We've got, man, potluck dinner tonight that y'all probably already know about. Dinner this evening and after service. And Wednesday, we'll continue the mental health series and 7 o'clock for the Wednesday prayer service. And public ministry this week in Beeville, 6 o'clock in front of Sutherland's. And then the men's retreat, August 26th through 28th. If you're interested, let me know. Cost is $60, and we're going with 2 other churches. And if you're interested, just let me know. I'm going to get you a link to the registration, get you signed up online. So, all right, those are the announcements. And I will confess tonight, I got 2 things I've been thinking about. I was going to do Abraham, and then I've been thinking about this proverb, and I'm still thinking about it. I don't know which way to go with it. I don't know. Let's pray, and then we'll figure out where we're going tonight. We may talk about Abraham, trial of faith, or we may talk about a proverb. But let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the words you've given us. Thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. I know there's several folks out. I pray that you'd heal up those that are sick, their bodies. And I know Alan's back's hurting him pretty bad. And there's just several others getting ready for work and stuff like that. So I pray you'd take care of them. For those that are here, I pray you'd bless each soul that's here. Pray you'd guide and direct the service this evening. And really still don't know which way to go on the sermon. I got 2 of them, but I pray you just guide and direct on which one or how you want to preach. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Proverbs or Genesis? Okay, that's easy. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4. Proverbs are great. They're wisdom in just a very brief statement. Wisdom's often tied to agricultural and just some of the basic principles, farming principles. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4. You probably heard, or there's probably books, how to get a blessing, how to, you know, have the blessing, how to get the blessing in your life, and all that kind of thing. And what seems to be missing from those thoughts is Proverbs 14, verse 4. And I'll read the verse to you. And literally, these are the notes for the sermon. So this is what I got. I wrote it down this afternoon, and I've just been thinking about it. And anyhow, Proverbs 14, 4, it says this. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. You know, like I said, there have been, I'm sure, books written and speeches made and sermons preached and how to get the blessing, you know, how to make sure you got the blessing and get the blessing and all that kind of thing. In Proverbs 14:4, you've got an aspect of blessing that is not often thought about. And the aspect is simply this: with much increase, there is going to be certain level of maintenance required. There's going to be a certain level of fuel and energy that's required. There's going to be a mess to clean up. So the first part of the verse says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, which you could say, well, there's some benefits to not having oxen. You know, there's some benefits. There's no mess to clean up. You don't have to buy extra food. You don't have any maintenance to do. And essentially, it's just a clean stall. And so the advantage to having no oxen is you don't have any of those things to deal with. But in a short time, I mean, you could take your shovel and go out and try to turn over 100 square foot of soil, and I don't know, a few days or however long that would take. I don't know how long that would take. And try to do that and garden and whatever with your shovel. Or you could have some oxen and you could plow acreage upon acreage in a very short period of time, but then you'll have a mess in the stall, you'll have food that's required, you'll have maintenance that's required. So Solomon, in all his wisdom, a lot of this stuff just comes down to just being in the dirt, you know. It just comes down to farm principles. And so one of the aspects of blessing that is often, I think, not thought about, this verse tells you what expectations to have. It tells you the method of increase. And it's one of those aspects of blessing that people don't think about. So let's deal with these things. This probably won't take very long, but let's deal with these thoughts here. Proverbs 14:4, no oxen are, the crib is clean. Okay, there's some benefits of not having any oxen, but the reality is without oxen, you're not going to get anything done either. The herd just walked in. Perfect timing. Proverbs 14:4 is where we're at for you guys that just came in. Proverbs 14:4. I would start over, but it's not going to last very long anyway. So Proverbs 14:4, no oxen are, the crib is clean. So there are some advantages to not having oxen. And you can use that as a metaphor, you know, tractors, things like that, just equipment nowadays. There's an advantage. There's nothing to clean up. But then there's also no production either. There's nothing to produce. And so Solomon, in his wisdom, goes back to some basic farming principles to explain a blessing and how a blessing comes about, and the expectations that are with this increase. I'm saying blessing to mean increase, which is the word here. And so here's what you can expect if you want some increase in any area of life. In any area of life, this is the expectation. There's going to be, like he said, much increase is by the strength of the ox. There should be the expectation that there's going to be energy, fuel, food that's needed in order to accomplish whatever the endeavor to increase in whatever the endeavor is. Fuel is going to be a cost. It's going to be something that is needed. And if you can't afford the fuel, then you probably can't afford the increase. Here's another one. Fuel, the ox needs to eat. He's going to have to eat. In fact, that's what the crib is. That's where he eats. There's going to need to be fuel. there's going to be a level of maintenance. You know, if you got the harnesses, and I don't know all the equipment that goes with an ox, but I mean, you can figure, you know, in engine repair, changes of oil, all that kind of stuff, there's going to be maintenance that's required. And that ought to be, these things I'm saying in this proverb, the proverb is there to give you not only the how of increase, how it's performed, how it's accomplished, but also some expectations, like this is what comes with it. If you want increase, it's going to be required. There's going to be fuel needed. There's going to be maintenance that's required. And I got to constantly remind myself of that, because I am prone to get really just you know, I'm divulging a little personal stuff here, so. I'm prone to get agitated when things don't just keep trotting along like they're supposed to, and you know, just keep going, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a catastrophe over here. Oh man, well, praise the Lord for that catastrophe. Now, that's not really what I say, and that's not really what I think either. But those things ought to be expected. You know, if you're going to increase, instead of taking your shovel outside and doing 100 square feet in a week, you take these oxen out, and in a day or a couple hours, you plow acreage. There's going to be a cost in fuel. There's going to be a cost in maintenance. So the expectation is have something ready for the maintenance of these animals. Have something ready for the maintenance of this, the equipment, the whatever it is, whatever the endeavor is. Fuel, maintenance, and thirdly, this, the mess. If there's no oxen in the stall, you can't produce anything. You can't produce that much. You can do your own work for a little while, but you're not really going to produce that much. But if you want to increase, you're going to have to increase the work. And in order to increase the work, you're going to have to increase the energy. You're going to have to increase the maintenance. And that means the mess is going to increase. If there's no oxen in the stall, well, there's obviously no mess to clean up. But you get yourself a tractor, you get yourself some animals. Well, now you've got stuff you got to clean up. And interestingly enough, this is a Bible verse. This is it just tells you, this is the expectation. This is how life works in any endeavor. And so let's take it and make it spiritual. All right. So if you're going to increase in your service to the Lord, there's got to be an increase in food. There's going to have to be an increase in nourishment. You're going to have to get some Bible, get more than you're getting now. Get some Bible. Maybe that's listening to preaching. Maybe that's personal devotion time. I don't know what it is, but there's going to have to be more fuel to go on. And there's also going to have to be more maintenance. There's just more stuff to take care of. There's more stuff to think about. There's more stuff to break down. And so as the workload increases, the potential for breakdowns increase, there's potential, there's increased potential for catastrophes and all that kind of thing. And you know what the general thought is, really? If things are going to increase, then everything's going to increase. The mess, the maintenance, the fuel, and the production. It's all going to increase. It's a real simple principle, but you apply it to spiritual things. You're going to need more fuel for the work. You're going to have to perform more maintenance for the work to increase. And also, unfortunately, it's going to be more mess to clean up. It's just the way it's going to be. The oxen are just going to produce a mess, and there's going to be more mess to clean up. So all of that said, really, I mean, that's the simple thought on this proverb this evening. You apply it spiritually. But I read that the other day. I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I've read books, I've heard sermons on how to you know, increase in your life and how to make more of your life and all that kind of thing. And it seems like in all of that stuff that I've heard, I've never heard, and it may be addressed, I just may not have remembered it or whatever, but it didn't seem like this verse here was ever thought of. It wasn't addressed. If there's going to be increase, that means fuel costs are going to increase, food's going to increase, the need for energy is going to increase. Second thing is the maintenance level. You're going to have to get supplies to fix things that break down. You're going to have those around. Have supplies to fix things that break down. You're going to have to prepare for breakdowns. So there's the level of maintenance and then a mess. And you just have to deal with the mess. And so I say all that. This is probably more personal than anything, but if it applies, it applies. I hope it does. But I know I have these certain expectations in my life, and sometimes put these expectations on God that, you know, just bless and make this bigger and make it better and all that kind of thing. And then I come to a verse like this and I think, well, if that's going to happen, then all of these things are going to happen too. Then you're going to have to get more energy. You're going to have more maintenance. And you're going to have to clean up more messes. And it's just a principle of life. It's sometimes these things are hard to believe. It's hard to believe these are actually Bible verses. Because they just, I don't know. I don't know if it's they don't say, they're not talking about the crucifixion. It's not necessarily about the resurrection. It's just about everyday life. It's just about dealing with life. And so Here is it, not only is it dealing with everyday life, but what Solomon said in Proverbs 14:4, he says, if things are going to increase, and here's the last thing I'll say, if things are going to increase, this is also how they're going to increase. This is the method. This is what's going to have to happen if there's more blessing, if there's, you know, more to get done, things like that. This is how. So here's the things to consider. If these aren't kept up with, if you can't keep up with the fuel, if you can't keep up with the maintenance, if you can't keep up with the mess, you know what's going to happen? In whatever area that is, there won't be any increase. Eventually, you'll get burned out with it if you can't keep up with it. So you find some areas of life, just remove it from spiritual matters or, you know, you have these areas of life where if you can't keep up with these sort of three things, then this area, it can't be productive because you can't keep up with it. You can't keep up with how it grows. So if you can manage those three things, the fuel, the maintenance, the mess, in one or two areas, well, then those two areas, they can grow. They can increase, because what Solomon's saying is, this is how increase happens. By the strength of the ox, that's how it happens. And if you can't afford to keep the ox, if you can't afford to take care of the ox, if you can't afford to clean up after the ox, then eventually you won't be able to keep up with the increase. I mean, you won't be able to maintain the status quo there. So just some basic principles. Yeah, there's some benefits of not having any oxen, but the benefits are so outweighed by the benefits of actually being able to increase and produce with oxen. And that's, you know, going back to agrarian principles there. So, yeah, you could say there's some benefits. There's no mess. There's no maintenance. There's no food. But there's also no production either. If you're going to produce, if there's going to be increase, it's going to require these three things. And this is how it's going to be done. And so it ought to It ought to help rearrange your expectations. It ought to help rearrange your preparations. It ought to help you evaluate, where can I actually be productive in my life? If I can't keep up with these things, I can't continue to be productive in this area. I can't keep up with these things. So that may be something to, you know, I need to cut that out. I can't keep up with it in that area. And it's just some thoughts there. Expectations, preparations, the method of increase, and just a simple verse, where no oxen are, the crib is clean. Hey, that's great. You got a clean crib, but you also got nothing to eat. You also got nothing to, there's no mess to clean up, but there's also nothing. You don't have anything. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. Simple verse. I hope that's helpful to you. Just a simple thought tonight. I'll put it back on y'all. Y'all said Proverbs, so we did Proverbs. So I do. I hope it's helpful. It's just been a thought rolling around in my mind for about a week now, and I hope it's helpful to you too. It's something that really stuck with me this week. So let's pray, and then a week we'll go if you're staying. Do what? What? Okay, I'm going to pray for the food right now, so I don't have to pray for it when I walk over there. Father, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you for your words. Thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the food you provided for us, and thank you for each soul that's here this evening. I do pray you'd bless each soul for being here, and that we could all get something out of this simple proverb. It's just a simple proverb, but it really helps evaluate aspects of our life that need to be evaluated. And so I pray you apply it where it needs to be applied. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.